This year we mark the 100th anniversary of the start of the First World War, and last week on June the 6th we marked the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. I make no apologies this week for attempting to concentrate people's minds on appreciating what has been done and the sacrifices made over the years to maintain the freedom that we on this lovely island of ours enjoy and in many cases take for granted. We often take for granted the very things that most deserve our gratitude. When I see those terrible pictures of young children and people in far-off places suffering from starvation and the horrors of persecution from warring factions, when the powers to be are riddled with corruption and living in the lap of luxury on the backs of those poor, unfortunate people's hardships, it saddens me. But then it also makes me realise just how fortunate we are to live where we may certainly not all be equal financially, but we do have the freedom and opportunities to improve our lot through education and personal effort, and we should not waste that gift of freedom, but relish it.